So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph said, Lo yetze hachayit b'mechtei samech l'chasheicha. One may not carry anything outside, close to the start of Shabbos, because he might forget that he's carrying, and inadvertently continue to carry on Shabbos. Agmor begins. Tana de Be'er Shmuel, yetze adim b'tfilin b'erev Shabbos im chasheicha. One is allowed to go out while wearing tefillin right before Shabbos begins. Although we just learned that one may not carry at this time, tefillin are different. Because chayiv adim l'mashmish b'tfilin kol shabashah. One is obligated to touch his tefillin regularly, so that he will constantly remember that he's wearing them. Therefore, we're not worried that he'll forget and keep wearing them when Shabbos begins. Since he's regularly reminding himself that they are there, we're certain that he'll take them off before Shabbos begins. The halacha of Hesach Hadas is learned from the tzitz, the gold plate which the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, regarding which the Torah says, V'hoya ametzchei tomit. The Gemara then teaches a related halacha. Tanya, Chananya oimer chayiv adim l'mashmesh b'bigdei erev Shabbos m'chashecha. One is required to check his clothes before Shabbos begins to ensure that there is nothing in them, so that he won't inadvertently carry on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchas Rabbis l'Shabbos. This is a very important halacha of Hilchas Shabbos. The Gemara continues with the next phrase in our Mishnah, which says, "Le'yifla es kelov ve'inkayrin lo'iraneh." One is prohibited from checking his clothing for lice, and one may not read by candlelight on Shabbos. Now, this phrase can be read two ways. It can be understood as two separate halachas. First halacha, one may not check lice on Shabbos, regardless if it's done by candlelight or daylight, shemi yaharig, because it might kill a louse, and killing a living being on Shabbos is prohibited. Second halacha, and one may not read by candlelight, shemi yata, because he might tilt the lamp to improve the lighting, which is considered kindling and therefore prohibited. Or, it can be understood as one halacha. One may not check for lice or read by candlelight on Shabbos. Both the checking and the reading are forbidden by candlelight only because of shemi yata. Now, which of the two is the correct understanding of the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Toshima, ein poilin l'or haner, ve'ein koirin l'or haner. There's a brisa which explicitly says that it's only usher to check for lice on Shabbos by candlelight, as the second understanding of the Mishnah. The Gemara then brings other teachings related to getting rid of lice. Tan Rabban, ein poilin b'shus harab ne'akovet. It's not respectful to publicly check for lice. Another teaching is regarding the proper way to remove lice from clothing on Shabbos. Some say you may only pull them off without killing them, while others say you may kill them even on Shabbos. The Gemara brings a brayso regarding this machlokes, whether lice may be killed on Shabbos. Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein hargenes amachilis b'Shabbos, divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, it's forbidden to kill lice on Shabbos. U'besil matirin, however, besil say that they may be killed. The Gemara then continues to quote the rest of the brayso. V'chin harib Shimon Elazar Omer. Shimon Elazar taught other halachas of Shabbos that Beis Shammai and Besil disagreed on. They are arranging a marriage, arranging with someone to teach a child, consoling a mourner, visiting a sick person on Shabbos. In all these cases, Beis Shammai say that it's forbidden, while Beis Hillel say that it's permitted. Now, since the Gemara has mentioned visiting the sick on Shabbos, it brings a related brisa. Tarabon, hanichnas levakas achoy lo'omer. When visiting a sick person on Shabbos, the proper thing to say is, Shabbos hi melizik or refua kareiv lover. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to daven for you. However, may your recovery come soon. The Gemara then cites other versions of the proper terminology. Remeir says, Yichoy lehi shatarachim. Keeping Shabbos properly can earn you mercy, and through that you can be healed. Behuda says, Hamokim yirachim alecha v'alchoy liYisrael. May Hashem have mercy on you and on all sick people of Israel. While Rabbi Yossi says, Hamokim yirachim alecha b'seich chay liYisrael. May Hashem have mercy on you among all the sick people of Israel. Rabbi Elazar, after visiting the sick during the week, Zimnen omer hamokim yifkadecha l'shalem, at times he said, May Hashem remember you for peace in Hebrew, and sometimes he said in Aramaic, upon which the Gemara asks, how could he have done this? We've learned that the malachim, the angels which help a person's prayer reach Hashem, will not respond to Aramaic, because the malachim do not understand Aramaic. So why would he say his prayer in Aramaic? The Gemara answers, it's different when you daven at the bedside of a sick person, because Hashem himself comes to the chayla. Therefore, you can daven even Aramaic because the intervention of the malachim is not needed for prayers recited near a patient. The Gemara also quotes a braisa where we learn from a pasuk at Tehillim, Hashem yisadena al eres divai, sheshchinu lamala mirshaisir shal chayla. The divine presence is above the head of a sick person. The Gemara now returns to the halacha in the Mishnah, which forbids reading by candlelight on Shabbos because of shemayatze. He might forgetfully tilt the lamp to improve the light, which is asur on Shabbos, since doing so increases the flame. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says that even if the lamp is high and out of reach where there is no concern of tilting it, one may still not read by its light. As Rashi explains, the reason is loy plug. The Chazal did not differentiate, which means, generally speaking, once a rule was established, it's in effect even when the rationale for the ruling does not apply. However, there are exceptions which the Chazal put into the original Takana. In other words, the rule was never instituted in these cases. The Gemara lists some of them. Chadhu delay likri, hatrei shapidami. Two people may read together by the same lamp, because if one of them mistakenly starts to reach for the lamp, the other person will remind him not to do so. Im adam chashav hu mutu. A distinguished person may read by the candlelight on Shabbos, since even during the week he never tilts the lamp himself, rather his servants do it for him. The Gemara here questions this exception of Adam Chasha from Abraisa, which relates a very well-known story. The Heilige Tana Reb Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ani hekrav leata, I will read by candlelight and I will not tilt it. Pamachas kara ubikash lahatis. One time he was reading and he wanted to tilt the lamp. In other words, he almost tilted the lamp. Thereupon he said, Kama gedolim divrei chacham. How great are the words of the Chacham who said one may not read by candlelight? Another version of this story is Kara Behita. He was reading and he actually did tilt the lamp. The Chazav al Pekas, and he wrote in his book, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, Karisi Vehatisi Ner B'Shabbos. I, Yishmol ben Elisha, read by candlelight and tilted the lamp on Shabbos. L'kshibana Beis HaMikdash, Ovi Chatashmena. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, I will bring a fat carbon chatas. Now, besides the musa, the moral of the story, we see that even a distinguished person tilts his own lamp. To which the Gemara answers, no. Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, hoyil umesim atzmai al divrei Torah kehedid. While learning Torah, he conducted himself as a common person. The Gemara then discusses a seeming contradiction about someone who uses candlelight on Shabbos. Toni Chada. One brisa says, a servant is permitted to inspect dishes by candlelight to see if they're clean. V'tanya idach, however, a second brisa says, he may not inspect dishes by candlelight. The Gemara answers, Kan b'shamish kavua, kan b'shamish ein kavua. The price that says that it's aser is referring to a permanent servant. Such a servant will check them very carefully and might tilt the lamp to get the best possible light because he's afraid that his master will get angry if the dishes are not perfectly clean. However, the other price which says that it's mutter is referring to a temporary servant who will not tilt the lamp because he's not as concerned since his job is only temporary anyway.